Welcome to Agents of Smooch. I am Director Annette Weirstra, although today I am once again the matchmaker. We are continuing our romantic role-playing game Warmer in Winter from Will Lentz with our second story in progress. So welcome back to Hopewell Springs. We have six agents joining us again for this romantic RPG adventure, and I'm going to introduce them, and then they will reintroduce their characters from the last time. And we're going to start with you, Agent Kathy Campbell. Hello.
Today I am playing Betty Gray, who is the beloved, and she is a coffee shop owner. She is the owner of the Romeow Cafe, which is a cat cafe. Where all of the cats are named after beloved Shakespeare characters.
Yes, delightful. I love this whole cat theme that like spontaneously emerged.
Yes.
We also have with us Agent Will Wagner. Hello, Will.
Hello, Director. I am playing Cameron, Betty's bestie. Said that right in the first try.
Well done.
And named Cameron. I work at the coffee shop, cat coffee shop, and I just moved and I can't find anything, so I'm using my The Expanse Martian dice for this game.
Nice. I mean, we could go to space if we want.
It's very cold.
Anything's possible.
Ooh, it is.
It's colder in space.
And we can't do this without Agent James Thompson. Hello.
Hello. Thank you for that reminder. We actually need dice. I will need to go get some. Shortly.
This game uses two D6s. I don't know. Where could we get some dice, James?
I couldn't possibly comment. I am playing Magnus MacLeod, who used to be the handyman at City Hall, but mysteriously seems to have a castle. And some people believe that he may be a pirate king.
By the way, people, James is not telling you that you can use Dice by PCalc, which has Agents of Smooch theme dice that James made us. And the Roll 20 has like a little beating heart in it, or the D20. And they're brilliant and amazing. And if you have an iPhone, you should go get those dice and play with them.
Yes.
I endorse
even if
message.
You have a Mac.
Sadly, for those of us who have Androids. But I have seen them and rolled them on other people's phones, and it's very exciting.
You can also use an iPad or Apple TV or even your Apple Watch.
It's true.
I should hire you all.
None of these things.
Yet. You do hire me, James. I'm the official Pascal.
This is true.
I don't even know my title. It doesn't matter. Let's play a game.
Back to our agents. We have agents Kirsten Gorek. Hello.
Hello. I am so method that I got COVID so I could sound congested for you all and pretend I have a cold.
Nice.
Yes. No. Dead of
we
winter.
We appreciate
and all that.
It. I think.
I am playing Matilda Peabody. I am the busybody and my notes say the youngest and hottest mayor in Hopewood Springs history. So it must be true if I wrote it down.
That's true.
I also wrote it down. So, you know, that's
yes, it's true.
Corroboration.
Excellent.
And we can't do this without Shelley Brisbane. Hello, Shelley.
Hello, Director. I am playing Stella Stevens. I am the screwball, although given the story so far, it's harder and harder for me to do screwball things in comparison to what's going on. I'm having to work at it. I make my living as a mechanic. I work out of a van, and people have suggested that I should get premises, but I just haven't quite gotten around to that. I am presently keeping warm with cats on either arm and one upon my head. And it's working really well. And don't move cats because it's freezing.
And very last but not very least, Jean McDonald, or shall we call you Ms. McDonald?
Yes. Well, my character is the rival, Ms. Rebecca Harper. She is the local real estate agent and the proprietor of Hopewell Springs Elite Properties, and so she is very much in the know with many things going on in Hopewell Springs, but she's still pretty clueless when it comes to charming people to do what she wants them to. Nobody has done a single thing I asked them to so far in this game.
How dare we?
Wow. We better dice. So if you haven't listened to part one, I have included a link to the show notes in the show notes so you can catch up. But here is a reminder for all of us as to what happened last time. We met all our characters in the Romeo Cat Cafe, which is brilliant. I want to go there. They learned that the Cafe Angelica could no longer host the Valentine's Day dance because too many people are coming. So they have to save the dance. Magnus clearly has some sort of secret. Cameron is very suspicious of Magnus. Betty just wants to return a very fancy key to Magnus. Stella, she's locked in a cat cafe with all the cats. Has she noticed yet? We're not sure. Mayor Matilda and Ms. Harper are having a strategy meeting to figure out how to persuade Magnus to be the host, since he might or might not have a giant house to host this thing in. We will find out. The last time we left, literally Cameron fell out of a tree and was sneaking off because he learned. Cameron, what did you learn? Do you remember what you learned?
That Magnus is secretly a pirate king and has locked his children in a castle. That's what Cameron thinks is going on.
Yeah. So perhaps let's start with you and find out what you do after you fall out of this tree.
Immediately flee back to the coffee shop to get a handle on myself. Drink some coffee.
Maybe put on a Band-Aid or two.
Yeah.
I guess if you're going into the cafe and unlocking it, you will run into our friend Stella.
Oh, thank God. So yeah, I'm in the cafe. I'm really excited that Cameron is coming because I've been fashioning a rope ladder with my friends, the cats, to get me up to the very high, tiny window in the back room where I was. And the cats are really not super happy about being used as my rope ladder. So when I hear Cameron unlocking the door.
Wait, are you making a rope ladder out of cats?
We have a sign that specifically says you're not allowed to do that.
No rope ladder.
I'm in the back room. I can't see the sign.
Oh, no, good point.
So I'm gonna happily let the cats down, and I'm going to apologize for all the terrible. My original plan to get out was I was going to make a TikTok video that was going to go viral, and many people would know I was trapped, and somebody would come and get me. But that didn't work because my phone died.
Oh, yeah.
Do either of you want to take an action?
Well, Cameron's just going to, like, breeze in and quickly make the most complex and ridiculous coffee drink that he can think of for himself, which is just kind of, like, how he deals with stress. And eventually notice that Stella is there and not really process that she's been locked in here for a while, but just immediately say, did you know that Magnus is a pirate?
What? No, I didn't know that. I was about to ask you.
This is a secret castle. Did you know about this?
Are you okay? What's in that coffee you're making yourself?
He fell out of a tree and hit his head.
I fell out of a tree.
Oh, I'm sorry. Do you have any wounds? Can I help you with any wounds? Because there's a first aid kit back here. I could get you a bandage or put some antiseptic on
if
you need.
That would be very yes, please.
All right.
Thank you.
Let me do that. I'm gonna go get some. Oh, that doesn't look good. Ow. Your knee is really seriously skinned up. Here, let me see what I can do about it. This is gonna burn a little bit. Okay. There we go. All right, now let's put a bandage on that. You're good. Okay, now why don't you have a seat? I can help. I can finish the coffee, except, as I say, I think you should look at what you're putting in the coffee and be sure that it's
There's
not
no time
sort of
to look at what we're putting in the coffee.
Okay, Cameron,
we have
let's
a super
talk
villain
about
in
Tell
our
me,
town.
We have a, oh, he's a super... Oh, he's not just a pirate, he's a super villain, because not all pirates are bad. I mean, let's not be so judgmental. Just because he's a pirate.
Pirate king.
Well, pirate king, he's a pirate king. And okay. I, at least I think so, because he lives in a castle, and
okay.
If you're a pirate and you live in a castle and you're not calling yourself a pirate king, what are you doing with your life? But
yeah, truth, I mean, so what yeah. What imminent danger do you feel like we face? Are you suggesting that we take some action? And where are the rest of the townspeople, for God's sake?
I don't.
I have so many questions,
remember.
Cameron. Answer my questions immediately.
It's been 5 months in real life, and I don't remember where. Cameron probably remembers.
Cameron would remember that he left Magnus and Betty in front of a house that may or may not be Magnus's house, and that Ms. Harper and Matilda were having a strategy meeting at the mayor's office. And so they are not far away.
I think we need to round everyone up and save Betty from the pirate.
That sounds good. I'm on that mission. I've been stuck here for a really long time, and I'm happy to get out. You feeling okay to walk? Are you good?
I'll manage.
All right. All right.
Betty's in trouble.
So why don't you lead the way back to the castle, pirate king place?
I didn't go inside. Okay. I don't know what the decor is like. It from the outside.
All right. Well, let's head that way, because it seems like maybe there's a 5-month walk that we need to take.
You've got lots to catch up on.
Yep. All right. Let's go. Let's do this.
Cool. So we don't need to make any moves in order to just go somewhere, do we?
You know what? No, we have a takeoff move, and we're going to both take off and see if anything happens.
Okay. Yeah, this will be fun to see if we both get to go.
Which stat are we supposed to add to that one?
The takeoff move is with your quirk stat.
I got an 8.
12.
Stella, you are going to leave without a problem. You can do whatever you want. Cameron, you get to choose if you end up in a worse situation, you cause a stir, or you leave and accidentally forget something.
Don't forget Stella.
Don't forget your coffee.
She's leaving independently. So
right, I think I'm ahead, and I'm super eager to go. So the problem is I don't know where the castle is, so I'm going to have to wait.
Tell her where. Right. All right, how about I tell Stella to go there, but I don't
you didn't tell me
where it is. Exactly. I'm going to go and round up the others from the mayor's office, but I've forgotten to tell Stella where the castle is.
Stella's just going to wander.
I'm going to go back to my van. Maybe I'll drive around a little. I don't know. I hate when I'm separated from all other people, but I don't know what to do because I don't think the map of the town that shows the castle is available to me. So I'm a little bit lost.
I wonder if you would know that you could contact maybe like a real estate agent would know where all of the buildings are.
Mm. Mm. That's a fair point. We all do have cell phones. So yeah, maybe I could call Ms. Harper. Who I didn't have a great interaction with the last time we talked, but
this is an emergency.
It's true, it is.
It's a pirate emergency.
Pirates are at stake. Yeah, I think I'll call Miss Harper and ask her if she can tell me where the castle is located. Ring ring.
Beautiful folly work.
I know. Insert fancy ringtone.
Exactly. Yeah, what ringtone does Miss Harper have, I wonder?
The original default iPhone.
Yeah, definitely.
There you go.
Hello, this is Miss Harper. Who am I?
Hi, Miss Harper. It's Stella. Hi, how are you? You doing okay?
I am in the middle of a meeting with the mayor, if you must know.
Please, how dare you take a phone call when you're meeting with me? please tell the mayor I say hello, and then I'll get to her Volkswagen as soon as I possibly can. I was supposed to tell anybody that she has a Volkswagen, because that's not a very club. The mayor actually usually drives like an Acura or something, but she's got this. Anyway, sorry, that's not why I called. You're quirky. I was just wondering, can you tell me where this castle is that people are talking about? Because I need to go find where that is.
I suggest you come why do you need to find the castle, first of all? Are you interested in buying it? Because I can help you with that.
I don't know, maybe. But I was talking to Cameron, and he thought there was some interesting doings going on. I don't really understand what he was saying. Something about pirates, but I feel like I need to go over there and see if I can figure out what's going on. Or he's hallucinating. But in either case, if you could just tell me where the castle is so I could go on over there, that'd be really... I'd appreciate it.
Okay, then... Well,
I promise not to do any damage. I just want to go. I'm going to knock on the door.
Are you driving? Are you taking your van? Are you walking?
It depends on how far it is.
Well, you know, it's
should I take my van, which I think is double parked in front of the Romeo Cafe? All right, I'll take my van.
It'll be faster to drive
to avoid
there.
Those 5 months of parking tickets.
Yeah. So. Yep. So just from the Romeo Cafe, just. Drive west 2 blocks, then turn right, and then drive another 2 blocks, and turn right again, and then 1 block, turn right, 2 more blocks, turn left, and you're there.
All right, sound good. I'm noting this down in my very difficult to read handwriting. I'm sure it'll all make sense to me in 10 minutes when I need to make those turns, but I really appreciate your help, and I'm gonna take off now.
All right, goodbye. I've got to get back to my very important meeting with the mayor.
All right, good luck.
So can I go now and talk to the mayor?
Yeah, let's move over to Ms. Harper and Matilda and find out what they're doing over in the mayor's office.
Matilda, Mayor Matilda, you suggested we could figure out a way to get Magnus to offer up his home for the Valentine's Day dance. And that is what we are doing here. But so far we've made no progress in even making a plan. And then I had to take a phone call from that screwball. She wants to go off to Magnus's place, half, crazy, talking about pirates, something, whatever.
Pirates.
So I gave her some directions that will just take her in a circle right back to where she started. So, wow. Yeah, but I think you and I, if we're going to make this castle thing happen, we better get over there ourselves and get there before the rest of the town like has some kind of weird pirate.
Yeah, I'm a little concerned about the rumors flying around. I love rumors, but Pirate King rumors are not my favorite. I have a relationship with Magnus. We go way back. I don't know if you know, he used to work at City Hall. So
right.
I do feel like if I could have a chat with him, I might be able to convince him.
Yes.
But I need to see him to do that. And I need to make sure that Stella doesn't lock him up in pirate jail before we get a chance to do that. Just drive him around in her van. I don't know what she would do.
Perhaps we can. Apparently your Volkswagen is in the shop, but we can take my Lexus.
Allegedly, yeah. I own a Volkswagen that's in the shop. But my Acura drives just fine.
We're not getting paid for any of this branding.
No, no, not even a little bit.
Not yet.
Not yet. We will. But all calls. Of you listen.
So can we hop in? Should we have to roll to decide to hop in my car and go?
Take off?
Is that a thing?
Yeah, I think either take off or perhaps, is it a move to enact your plan perhaps?
Sure.
But you're not making a move on anyone. So yeah, let's say for now you're going to take off out of there and move to the next location.
Yeah. I mean, I'm flattered you call it a plan.
Hey, how dare you? I haven't let you in on all of my plans. I keep some of them close to my vest because you send people in circles.
I'm fine to drive you there. I promise you we won't drive in circles. We'll go right there.
I'm going
to
let you drive my car.
Okay. You're going to drive?
I'll drive.
All right. I guess we're taking two cars.
There's a lot of parking spaces at the castle because everybody's bringing their car over.
If we're rolling separately, we might be our only option.
Yeah, who knows where we'll end up. So do I roll two dice?
Two D6s.
Okay. I got a 7.
Okay, so you are going to get out, but you will.
You're
going to
add your quirk score.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You add your quirk.
I have a 0, so it's
okay.
Oh, never mind.
You will either end up in a worse situation. You can cause a stir, or you can leave and accidentally forget something.
I'm going to cause a stir and demand that Miss Harper take me with her. And then I'll be lost.
Who knows if she's going to put you round a block in a circle? What is your roll?
I've rolled 10. I have 0 quirk as well.
You successfully get out. You can decide whether or not you want to go in separate cars or if you concede.
All right, Matilda. Looks like your car isn't going to go. So hop in because we have to nip this pirate situation in the bud or we're never going to have a Valentine's Day dance.
Yes, I agree.
Please put on your seatbelt.
Pedal to the metal. Let's do it.
I'm going to go back to Cameron because I believe Cameron was rushing over to see you.
And we see him when we wave.
What have Betty and Magnus been doing this whole time?
We've left them in front of the manor or the castle.
They're watching cars pull up pretty soon.
They're having a conversation
about the cats.
Matilda, there's Cameron. He's waving at us frantically. I have no idea what the man is
Try
all
not
about.
To hit him with your car. Looks like he already got banged up. We don't want to hurt him anymore.
It looks like he has something in his hand, though. Do you have the thing that we need, Cameron? Or you just came willy-nilly with nothing?
I think he's willy-nilly.
I don't know.
I'm going to roll down my window so Cameron can deliver his news.
This is the pirate mansion.
I'm sorry, what?
Magnus is a pirate and he lives in this mansion. Did Stella find you?
Stella called. She called Miss Harper and asked for directions to the castle, and she mentioned something about a pirate, but she was a little vague on the details.
He's in there.
You're bleeding from your knee. Why don't you get in the car?
Why don't you get in somebody else's car?
it's not my car.
All right, come on. Hold on. I have something to throw over the seat for my dogs.
Hold on. Okay. Okay. Your cat favorite. I think we understand the root of your hatred for cats. You're a dog person.
It all comes out.
Mm-hmm. Not even ashamed. So, Cameron, where's Betty and Magnus right now?
They're inside.
They are?
I think so.
Aren't they out front of the castle?
I think they're
out. I don't remember. We were gone for a little while. And I
Cameron may be concussed, so.
Exactly. I'm pretty sure he is,
right?
Are you sure you want to come with us, or should I drop you off at the emergency room?
No, this is important. I need to help Betty.
Okay. All right. Okay, we're heading to the castle, so don't worry.
I'm going
to
floor it, and
I'm going to ignore the traffic infractions.
As our mayor, you could get them out of any tickets.
Yeah, I probably have like a placard you can just put on the top of the card.
Your little like here.
It's got a little crown on it. It's fine.
All right, and we are going out the road. It's a little ways away once you get out of the main part of town, but it's actually quite easy to find.
So, Cameron, how did you hurt yourself? You seem a little banged up from the last time we saw you.
I fell out of a tree.
Okay, seems normal.
For Cameron, it probably is normal. I was trying to find out what was going on inside the mansion, and I slipped, and I fell, and then I needed to get help, and I'm concerned about pirates.
Okay.
All right. Well, here we are at the manor. And
it's about time you guys got here.
Nice, Stella. Nice.
Stella, you managed to find it.
Yeah, despite somewhat incomplete directions, I did manage to find it. Yes. Thanks.
Nothing to do with that, for the record. I will waylay one of my residents.
I know.
Let's turn to Magnus and Betty, who are having a conversation. And all of a sudden, two cars pulling up, people are piling out and approaching you with much vigor.
I think what we will have done is we'll have said, what's really important here is that we get back to town and we talk to the others.
Move the story back where it came from.
You know, I know a quick road that we can just drive in,
or we walk and have a nice
nice walk through nature,
through the lovely chilly forest,
and we can go back to the cafe. You know, see who's there, pick up the cats if we were going to bring them back, because I think we discussed that there's a mouse problem that we probably want to take care of. As we're walking, because we're having this slow walk back on another path that's nowhere near the main road. And you know, it's unusual. There's a lot of traffic. There's not usually much traffic around this path. Let's pay no attention to that.
Well, we can't hear it anyways because we're so far from the path.
Yeah.
Because
the
road has to go around the forest, and we can just walk straight through.
And we're just going through this dark forest.
It's the woods. I mean, look.
There's like there's a picturesque little path through that wood.
There's a somewhat rickety bridge over what looks like a river that's not really flowing. So maybe it's a lake. I don't know. It's not to scale. It's fine.
But I think we should have on our leisurely way back, we should have a discussion where I don't want people to know that the castle is mine. So can we? No, I'm happy to like host the thing, but can we say that like I just work there or something?
Of course, whatever will allow us to utilize your space. But I'm confused as to why you're embarrassed. Think of all the good that you could do by being the owner of the mansion, manor, castle thing.
Well, I mean, I try and do good. I mean, like, I'm looking after my kids and I do the odd jobs around town.
It's true.
I tend to keep myself to myself, you know. I don't try to get involved because I think people are going to think of me differently.
But would that be bad? Do you think people would, like, dislike you now? I mean, they don't really know you a whole lot as it is.
Well, I don't know. I just you know, I have issues with getting hurt. You know, I didn't have a great childhood and, you know, pretty much everybody left me. So best way to avoid that is just to not get involved.
I mean, I would argue against that, but I'm sure, you know, in the future epilogue, we'll discuss that later. But for right now, like, I will go with your wishes, and I want to thank you for what you are providing to the town, and the support that you can do. I'd love to hear more about your kids. Why are you locking them in the tower?
Then we've been through this. They lock themselves in the tower. They're teenagers. They want their own space. As we said, tower each. You know, even they've like, because they would just go into each other's rooms and steal things. And is they're really protecting themselves from each other, not me.
Yeah, no, that makes sense.
Who can really understand teenagers?
Yeah, it's been so long since I've been a teenager. I definitely don't remember. I was perfect, so it was easy.
You don't look that old, if I must say.
Oh, you're such a flatterer.
He looks embarrassed.
Do either of you want to make a move on each other?
That sounds like make a move to me.
I feel like this is a good time to make a move. Whack,
whack. Yeah, why not?
Wow.
Don't sound so excited.
It's palpable.
So romantic.
The tension between you is...
Well, I mean, I'm looking at the list of things that could go wrong while making a move.
Right. Oh, don't think like that.
Be positive.
Well, who's making a move on who here, really?
I don't know. You two can decide.
Well, let's both roll and find out.
If we both make a move with this.
I mean, it would be good for the story.
Yeah, okay. Somebody falls off a bridge. I have rolled 2 charm. Well, then I have rolled a 10.
Ooh. So then you can gain a heartstring to Betty, and you can tell us what is your move.
Oh, I didn't think of that far ahead. I didn't think of that.
It could just be doing something nice to them. You could do a little flirtatious move. You could, like, it can be anything.
I think, like, as we, you know, cross over a bridge and there's, like, let's say there's a sunset coming down and, you know, everything looks particularly painterly or whatever, I'll kind of just brush my hand against her hand.
Ooh. Very Bridgerton.
Very Bridgerton.
Show a little ankle, Betty.
Yeah. Come on now. I am scandalous. Not that kind of girl. I rolled a 6.
So then you fail to make a move and might do something counteractive.
Okay, so even though it's cold, there are still bugs, and I think that the brush of the hand is actually a mosquito. Oh, yeah. And I, like, smack at my hand.
Well, that's me too.
Oh no.
Poor Magnus.
Shall we jump back to see what our pile of people unloading on the sidewalk in front of the castle are doing?
Perfect. Hi, everybody. What should we do now? I mean, is this like something we need to rescue somebody from? Cameron, you tell this whole pirate thing. You seem to know something about it. So do we need to, like, storm the castle? Is that a thing to do? Or should we what?
Yes. Because we didn't see them leave.
We didn't, yeah. We, right, we didn't. We don't know where they
Cameron's
are.
Assuming that they're inside.
You know what happens when you assume, Cameron? Can we just pause for a second? Because I'm sorry, Cameron. I know that you believe what you believe, for whatever reason, but I am not convinced that Magnus is a pirate king with, you know, children locked away in a dungeon. So can we maybe call Betty or Magnus and just check in with them before we break the law and enter a castle that isn't ours?
Oh, yeah, I never thought of that.
That's why I'm here.
Also, the kids might be in the tower and not in the dungeon, and it would be a bad mistake to make if you were, like, invading the dungeon and the kids were actually in the tower, so.
Thank you, Stella.
That's a good
helpful.
Point. That's a good yeah. point.
I'll tell you, the reception in the forest is terrible.
Oh, you're such a cheapskate. Yep.
And me, in my power of matchmaker, was going to do the same thing where you can't get through.
You can't get through.
Can't get through.
I really should have agreed to have Elon Musk put Wi-Fi in our tiny town.
Why did I say no? Oh, right, because he's the worst.
I mean, I wasn't going to say anything, but I happen to have a key to the castle because I was hired to show it to some potential buyers at one point, and I just kept the key because why not? You never know when you're going to need a castle key.
Oh, Miss Harper, you're so resourceful or sneaky, depending.
Yeah. Of resourceful is the right word.
So I don't know if it's considered breaking and entering because technically I have permission.
It's not breaking if you use a key.
And the mayor is with us, so it's okay, right?
Do you keep souvenir keys to all of the houses you sell?
I'm just not going to mention any more about that.
Cameron is concerned about Betty's safety and the children's safety.
Yes. I think there's an urgent reason to open the door. Somebody is in peril.
Besides, we'll get a sneak peek at what the facility looks like in case it ends up being our dance.
We'll kill two birds with one stone. But I think we do have a good reason to go if the mayor agrees and the mayor is the boss. The mayor's the
she's
ultimate.
She's the queen, after all.
The queen of the town.
She's wearing the tiara. The state.
I really love how you guys support my dreams.
That's what we're here for.
There was a coronation which also vested her with all legal authority and jurisdiction over everything in this town.
Does this mean that we have, removed any sort of police force?
The mayor is all powerful.
Yeah.
I'm a little afraid now.
I
like our mayor. I really do.
Such a good fantasy world we live in.
Yes.
I do notice there's no prison on the map. So.
Yeah.
That's true.
You would notice that, Magnus, since you have your kids locked in a tower.
Okay, so we need to expand the move list because I don't think lockpicking.
It's not lockpicking.
Like
they
not
lock have picking, a key.
That's true.
Key.
They have a key. Okay. I'm going to call that an action and just say, Ms. Harper.
Yes.
Are you going to lead them off into the castle?
That's my plan. Should I go ahead and roll now?
Yeah, let's use the same sort of parameters, and you guys can roll, and we'll see if something goes right or wrong.
All of us?
Okay.
We're going to start with the person with the key.
I have rolled.
Let's say you're going to roll that with bold.
Bold, I'm plus two.
Boldly go.
Of course you are.
I am. However, my roll was only six, so it's eight.
Okay, so we're going to say that you succeed in opening the door, but something goes awry when you get into the house.
Wait until you meet my dogs.
There's an alarm system.
Wait until you meet the kids.
Am I dead now?
Yes, it's a trap. The statues are alive.
A giant axe falls from the ceiling.
There's a pot of oil.
Maybe the kids were rehearsing for the school play, which is strangely enough pirate themed.
Okay, let's go with James. Maybe we should make you play your own children.
Yes.
You go in. There are two young people dressed in pirate wear doing who knows what.
I think there's an Errol Flynn style sword fight up and down a staircase.
Okay.
Jumping on the chandelier.
Yeah.
Well, I just look at Matilda and I say, I guess Cameron was right.
I told you there are pirates in here.
At which point I sort of poke my head in and say, hello, children.
I'm your mayor.
Is your dad at home?
Because they're teenagers, they pay no attention and they just continue their sword fight up the stairs.
Okay, I can't actually do the finger whistle thing, but Matilda can, so she's gonna do that to get their attention.
Let's roll for that. We're gonna say you roll with control.
That is a 9.
You whistle, but you actually, because it was cold and you have a cold, you actually cough at the same time and it does not make a lot of sense.
Well, we still have some people in this party. Come on.
If someone could do something screwball-y.
Oh, okay. Let's see.
Grab that chandelier.
I can try and get their attention. Maybe I should just join in their little pirate game, right? Because they're probably running around with swords and stuff, and I can find something in the living room, and maybe if I can engage them
in a little
game. Did you bring a sword?
I didn't, but I'm looking around the living room.
There's probably swords on the wall.
Does the mayor have a sword of office of some kind?
I don't leave with the sword, just the tiara.
I think probably in the living room. I think the decor probably includes some sort of weaponry. So I'm gonna find something mounted on a wall, and I'm gonna use that as my rapier slash sword slash random weapon that makes a noise when I wield it.
Nice. Yeah.
Nice. Let's roll for that, and let's roll with quirk.
Okay, so I have a 6. Plus, my quirk is 2, so I have 8.
Okay, so we succeed in joining the fight, but something does not quite go awry. So what happens when the kids see you?
I don't know. I think they probably gang up on me in some fashion, and they're not actually going to hurt.
Yeah, I think when the new antagonist appears, that the former enemies will join together to fight off this attacker.
Yeah, so I'm probably just going to be chased back out of the living room, and almost I'm going to topple the rest of my colleagues who are really still mad at me, because I'm sorry, Mayor. I didn't mean to knock your tiara off your head in my haste to get away. I apologize. Here you go.
Thank you. It's okay. I'll have it buffed later. It's fine. I got a guy.
Cameron's kind of overwhelmed.
Cameron wants to run away from the pirates.
Just going to hurl the rest of his coffee at the imagined pirates and rush out the door.
That would be a takeoff. So let's...
Doing a lot of taking off.
Mm-hmm. Roll with quirk.
Oh, I got a 12.
Whoa.
Oh, you really so wanna leave. You yeah. neatly take off, and it's almost like you go so fast you vanish.
Ooh. Ooh. Cameron can vanish.
Haunted nice. Castle with pirates.
Did anyone see him touch the doorknob to open the door?
Shall we jump back to our Magnus and Betty, who... We're heading into the cat cafe again.
Yeah, I mean, I think town is suspiciously quiet.
Where
did
everybody go? Don't where see is the Cameron?
He's just left your shop unattended.
Oh my goodness!
There's a cat on your cash register, I think. But
yeah, there always is.
They're always safe.
I think Magnus is gonna pick up. You know, in the cat cafes, you get the little piece of card that's got a little list of all the cats and their photos and stuff, so you know which cat is which.
Of course.
Magnus is just looking down the list of all the cats. So, you know, we've got Muliette, of course. Fangtony and Cleocatra. Scritchhard the Third. Claudius and Claudia. Poratio, Lady Catulet, Prospero. And Frady Macbeth are our cats. And I did not spend half an hour coming up with those names earlier.
And I definitely did not let James come up with them, so I didn't have to.
Inspiration for James.
So, yeah, nobody's here. We can't really tell anybody about the plan. So why don't we collect together all the cats and we'll take them back to the house.
Thankfully, they are all leash trained, so we don't have to try and carry... a dozen cat carriers, and they tend to walk lovely, just like little ducklings, because, of course, you know, they can't live in the cafe their entire lives, so I like to take them out to Hopewood Park so that they can play on their leashes and be safe and not attack any of the wildlife, because I am a responsible cat owner, foster carer.
Get your pet spayed and neutered.
Yes, please. And make sure that they take their heartworm meds. We're going to just leash them all up in their fancy little duckling style harness. Almost like a reverse dog sled.
That could take a while.
I mean, have you trained them well enough that they could pull you two in a sled?
I'm just waiting for her to finish describing, and then we will definitely make her roll a dozen cats 12 times.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay. So you are leashing up and going to walk them over back to the manor?
Back to the
manor. Correct.
Yes.
Okay. Let's call that roll with control.
Okay. Well, I have a 0 in control. This is going to be fine.
Same here.
I rolled an 8.
I rolled a 4.
Nice.
Betty, you kind of know what you're doing, but they are cats. So they are going to be leashed up, and we'll say they stay on leash, but it's going to be messy, and you can tell us how it is messy.
Clearly, they've had a very busy day. With a lot of stress So they're not their usual obedient selves. And so we have a variety of scratches and wounds all over ourselves. But eventually they're leashed. And thankfully, I have all of the needs to take care of such wounds. And so I start by patching up Magnus, of course, because he is the guest.
I'm glad I put that first aid kit back where it went after I helped Cameron.
Do I need to roll to patch him up?
No, I'm going to say that since Magnus rolled so poorly, that you put him in charge of one cat.
Yeah. the valid. Acceptable.
Yes. And Magnus, what happened to your one cat?
Well, I think it's more that not that I'm in charge of one cat, but one cat is in charge of me. So accepted. I think I am wearing the harness at this point. I'm being led by this cat. I think we've successfully rounded them up. It's just it wasn't perhaps the most elegant on Magnus's part. How this influences what Betty thinks of Magnus, I don't know.
I will let Betty answer for that.
Definitely a little bit hesitant to trust the cats in your house. But since I also got scratched and attacked in ways that I hadn't in the past, that Betty hadn't in the past, I'm going to take it with a grain of salt too, because they weren't behaving the best, and since he didn't have as much experience, it's understandable.
That's very forgiving.
So we will leave the two of you walking your herd of 12 cats on leash down the road
like you do
and go back to the castle where Cameron is, who knows where he's taken off.
He's back up a tree.
Cameron was running back toward the coffee shop.
Okay.
So they'll probably meet somewhere.
I'm hoping that he'll get back, find all the cats are gone. Thinking
Who stole the cats?
Pirates.
There's just like a pirate hat sitting on the counter, and that's it.
Yeah, so what are the rest of you doing?
I'm going to pick up my tiara off the ground, put it back on my head where it belongs. And I'm going to rush into the middle of all the chaos and try and stop it.
Okay.
As a hero does.
Roll for
Scared. The dice have not been nice to me today. Oh, I have a 3.
Oh, yeah. Nobody listens to you.
It's the first time that's ever happened.
The battle intensifies.
Miss Harper, I think you ought to use your attitude here.
Yeah. I was just reviewing my bold points. That's what...
Yeah, you have to remember you have specific moves that your character sheet will have as well.
Yeah.
And also,
to
move things along, you can also pull heartstrings. So if you need a reminder of who you have heartstrings to, I can tell you. But you can get them to do things.
Do I have heartstrings?
You have a heartstring to Mayor Miranda, which might not be useful in this second, but...
No, I thought I had one, a move called Tell the Person Off. Or to chew them out.
Everyone has a move, and it's called Let Them Have It.
Let Them Have It.
Ooh, do it. Let those children have it.
I'm going to let them have it. Do I roll now?
You roll your 2 dice.
Yep.
And with bold.
I'm going to use my scary voice, and they're going to listen to me because they're going to be surprised. Nobody speaks to them that way. Their father is just a total softy. All right. Rolling.
I feel like Ms. Harper would think everyone's a total softie.
I rolled a 3 plus 2 bold points is 5. It sounds like I'll be clearing my throat.
You try, but you cannot get your usual volume out.
The clanging of swords is just too loud.
If I have a heartstring on Ms. Harper, can I encourage her to try again?
You could. You could give a gift, so you could roll your heartstrings to them. So you could use a heartstring, and if you roll a 10, you can give 2, add 2, and if you have 7 to 9, I will there'll be a cost to you, but you can also give her a +2. So 5 would help you some, but it's that would get you to 7. So it wouldn't like boost. It depends if you feel it would boost the roll enough, if that makes sense. So you have a chance to add 2 to a score.
Right. But that's still pretty low because I had
a 3. It would be. Yeah. So then you would add nothing. These kids are like little terrors, really.
Yeah, they really are little pirate kings.
Magnus. Your children are terrors. Maybe you should lock them in a tower.
Why do you think they're going to lock them up?
Stella.
See, I don't know what to do. I'm kind of distracted by the architecture. I've sort of lost the whole thread of the conversation because I'm looking up at the turrets. If I were a little less of a screwball, I'd probably point out that these kids are clearly not trapped in a tower because they're sword fighting in the living room. But what I'm actually doing is sort of trying to remember the kind of architecture that those turrets are based on. I don't know. I'm waiting for somebody to tell me what to do. I'm really kind of ineffectual at this point.
Okay.
So I'm I don't know what to do.
We will leave you in a fuzz and see where Cameron's at.
Cameron is rushing back to the coffee shop, finding that there's now no cats in there. Panicking a little bit. And do we think it's probably snowing at this point? Because that's like, there's always going to be like a snowfall happening at the climax of one of these type of movies.
Probably.
The cats are going to love that.
In which case, it'll be immediately obvious what direction a lot of cats have gone.
Yeah.
In the snow.
Oh,
and so Cameron will try to follow that direction, follow the tracks left by Betty and Magnus and all of the cats.
Cameron's really getting his steps in today.
He's got to close his rings.
Cardio.
Yes.
Shall we roll to see if you catch up with them?
Okay.
And I'm going to say you can roll with spirit.
Spirits. Okay. Plus one spirit. That is a disastrous 5 total.
We are all rolling so
we're not
great.
The dice
Martian
gods.
Dice are not kind to me today.
He's actually following 12 other cats.
There's a gang of stray cats in town.
He finds them in an alley somewhere.
Like, oh, no. They want to fight him.
It's going to culminate in a battle between two rival groups of cats.
I think the stray cats are playing at the wedding later.
Okay, Magnus and Betty, can you actually make anything happen?
Well, I think we're walking back and the sun is slightly further down, but we're reaching the same kind of bridge, a scenic point. Where the hand brushing occurred previously.
And slapping.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's how it appeared to Magnus. So I think he's going to pause on the bridge, you know, sort of looking out onto the water and just kind of, I think in like stark contrast to how these things normally go, he'll actually talk about his feelings.
Aww.
Wow.
And let's see. I got a heartstring the last time, even though I got a slap.
Well, because you rolled well and then she rolled poorly. You could make a move again.
Let's try it. Well, it can't go worse than the first time.
Right. Right.
I mean, other than the 12 cats.
I feel like, let's say, like, you can, even though inspiration is not part of this game and we are blending things in, you can use your inspiration.
I'm using my charm, so I've got +2 on charm. Well, I have rolled 14.
Nice. Wow.
Oh, whoa. Well done. Whoa. Someone's feeling emotionally ready.
I mean, I think the camera is just pulled back, so you're just seeing the full like landscape, all the beautiful things, and you don't actually hear the words that are being said, but you can see the reactions in the faces of the people there and the cats who are like, they are totally on board with this speech as well.
They're moved.
I mean, they're like, all like sitting still, which is just not what they do, in a little circle around the two of us. And yeah, I think now somebody gets to roll to see whether this works.
Well, Betty, how are you going to respond to this?
Do I need to roll?
I think because he did so successfully, you can choose your response as a positive, or you can, if you want to turn him down, you can roll a turn him down. But he did give you a sweeping speech.
Yeah, and I feel as I have my own Romeo now. who hopefully won't drink poison at any point in the future, but absolutely swept off my feet by someone that's paying attention to me, not what I can provide by, you know, coffee and cats.
Aww.
And we just walk off into the sunset and ignore everybody else.
Nobody cares about the dance.
The cat's following along.
Deal with your children. Thanks.
I make Miss Harper adopt the children because I'm all powerful.
Well, let's say that.
And they wouldn't listen to me, so they're going to listen to her.
Okay, so we've had a moment. I don't know. Is there a kiss?
Well, that's up to you.
I'm going to say yes.
You tell us, Mr. 14.
Yeah.
I think there's a kiss, and it's probably one of the best cinematic kisses that this adventure has seen. In fact, I think it's the only kiss this adventure has seen.
Yes.
Yes, it is.
Mm.
It's above the Princess Bride one, just saying.
Ooh.
Ooh.
I mean, speaking of pirates...
Right? And he rolled a 14. It's going to be a great
kiss. Gotta be a good
kiss. It's going to be epic.
Even the cats were moved.
Yes.
So I think we're going to continue on our walk, and we're going to get back to the castle, probably arriving hand in hand, like a lot having transpired over the course of this epic walk.
The most epic of walks.
And then we're just going to open the front door.
It's chaos in there.
Things are on fire.
Feathers floating in the air. Swords in the foyer.
Trespassers in your foyer.
Stella's just staring at things.
Yeah, I just watched them. I waved as they went in the door, and I was like, "Hi, nice to see you." And your cats are let the cats come in with you.
Of course, the cats come in with me.
So will other people react to us, or will we react to them?
Oh, you guys, you're so sweet. Aw, I'm glad that you made a connection of some kind. Yay. Magnus, get your children under control.
Well, first of all, what are you doing in my house?
Oh, yeah, that.
You're telling them it's your house?
What are you doing? He quickly corrects himself. He says, what are you doing in my boss's house that I am the caretaker of? His children turn around and look at him quizzically.
Roll for perception.
Yes. Yeah. Roll. Let's roll and see how good you are at lying.
Charm on top of that?
Yes.
Well, that would be a 13.
Wow, you're a really good liar.
Dicer with him.
Pirate King. It makes sense.
So yeah, I think he covers up that. You know, there's probably photos of him and the family and stuff on the mantelpiece, which he quickly just pulls over.
At this point.
During the fight, yeah, conveniently, all the evidence has been hidden.
Are you going to do anything about your children?
I'm going to politely ask them to go back to their towers.
Why didn't we think of that? Right. Not sure it would have worked, but yeah.
Oh, well, let's see if the dice remain in your favor, and will they take off?
Okay, so is this charm again?
Yeah, we'll go with charm for this, since you're trying to charm your children into leaving.
Yeah, that's a 9.
Okay, so they will go, but they will probably cause a stir, or, well, they do it.
That sounds accurate.
Typical.
Sounds about
teenagers.
Right.
Yeah.
There's probably a suit of armor or something that gets knocked over.
Only one? That's impressive.
Well, no. There's like about 5 all next to each other, and they just domino along.
Domino armor.
And then somebody's standing at the end, maybe. Cameron?
No, Cameron's off in the wild somewhere.
That sounds like a screwball moment.
It does. I think I've been knocked down by, I mean, I was already, the last move, I was just too dreamy to even, like, do anything. And so it's probably on brand that I'm just knocked down by a suit of armor. Because I had an idea for how we could proceed, but then I was just like, oh, now I'm on the ground. Ow. Hurts.
Blame my kids, not me.
Well, yeah. I mean, they already chased me with swords. Can we talk about that for a second?
Did they chase you with swords, or did you chase them?
But I was trying to get them under control.
Broke into my house.
I didn't break into your house. No one broke into your house. There was a key. I'm not saying who had it, but there was a key.
Okay, you entered my house without permission.
Your house? Which wasn't your
house. I mean, you entered my...
We entered a house. And you happened to be here as well.
Where my apprentices were.
Your pirate apprentices? Can we get that out of the way? Are you a pirate?
Yeah, could you just tell us if you're a pirate?
Well, like, for a start, how far away are we from the sea? Quite a lot.
You know what? If you want to be a pirate, you can be a pirate.
It's not illegal in this town, is it, Mayor?
It is not. I am an equal opportunist when it comes to pirates, apparently.
I'm an orphan and a handyman. I am not a pirate.
Okay, well, we need to talk to Cameron whenever we find him, because he is running his mouth.
He is starting the story. It is just not, yeah. It's not going
we should also
way.
Take him to the hospital when we find him, because I have concerns.
Cameron burst in and see all the chaos, but I think also we'll see that Betty is there and is still, like, covered in cat wounds and just, like...
I've reached down to pick up a sword because the kids have just dropped right. the sword. So I'm yes. standing there, the sword in hand, next to Betty.
Rushes up and tries to get between them to protect Betty. And it's like, no, don't let the pirates hurt Betty.
What?
Why don't you try to let him have it?
All right. Is that what is
that
what,
is with bold kind of,
bold yeah I don't have very much bold six.
So you want to really tell him off, but you don't do a great job of it.
Also, he has a sword and my only weapon is a cup of coffee.
Which is empty because you already threw it.
I did throw it at someone.
You kept the cup, apparently.
I was going to say, if you were still holding the cup, I would just sort of, like, cut it in half.
James, how will you react to this non-confrontation?
I'm just confused because I'm just tidying.
I'm gonna go up and say, Cameron, what the heck?
I'm confused, but I thought there were pirates trying to kill you.
What? No, there's no pirates, and I'm definitely not being killed or attempting to be killed or anything like that. We're gonna have the dance at this gorgeous location, and I just brought the cats like we had agreed to have the theme and ambiance, because who doesn't love cats?
Me.
Not now, Harper.
You shut up. Cats are lovely.
Yeah, I agree. That's why we're having them here for the party. What is going on? What is this thing about pirates?
I mean, it certainly looked like there was piracy happening in this house.
Is that easy to spot, piracy? For the telltale signs?
Right.
There's clearly a sword fight has been happening in here.
Yeah, that was the kid.
They're doing Pirates of Penzance as their it just hit me now. I just remembered because, you know, I'm sponsoring it as mayor. And
right.
So they're rehearsing. They're very spirited. You know, they're quite excited.
Yeah, you know, teenagers.
Oh.
I mean, you might have heard me say I had a private thing. Not that I was a pirate king.
That makes a little more sense. We're a long way from the ocean, you know.
I'm saying that. I am curious how you overheard that conversation, though.
I wasn't in a tree.
That's a very specific
thing. Wow. Cameron,
absolutely, we're not in a tree.
Cameron, we saw you fall out of the tree.
Oh. Look, I thought that you were being menaced by pirates, and I was just trying to help. I'm sorry. I'm glad that we found a spot for the dance, and I'm going to go and rest now.
Yeah. I think we need to take you to the hospital.
Why don't... I did not drive here because my cars don't work. But
my van is here. You can take yeah. my van.
Stella, I will take... Can I borrow your van, please? Because
sure.
I'm sure you'd be great at helping set up for the dance.
Yeah, because we still haven't seen the space for the dance yet. And yeah. So sure.
Magnus, are we okay to host here? It sounds like your boss, and I say that in air quotes when I say that, has graciously loaned us a space. Do I have that right?
Yeah, I had a long conversation with him earlier.
In the mirror?
No, on a telephone, like a regular person. He said that I had, you know, full... jurisdiction over this event, and you know, I could pick where things went, so you know, he was quite happy to trust me with this And, you know, I can show you the space. He kind of like motions to the door, trying to get out of this conversation that is questioning the legitimacy of his statement.
Okay, so why don't you guys do that, and I will take Cameron to the hospital because I think he needs to be checked out. And then hopefully we can come back and enjoy the dance.
I think that's a very wise idea.
So why don't we have, like, the camera shows Magnus opening this beautiful ballroom, and then we'll do, like, doodle-doo, doodle-doo, tiny-whininess. And it's flash forward, and it is the dance, and you see all of the characters at the dance. And as our epilogue, you are all going to tell us what you're doing at the dance. Valentine's dance. So let's start with you, Mare.
Okay. I took Cameron to the hospital, and thankfully he is only mildly concussed. So we got him checked out. We brought him back, and he's able to enjoy the dance with us. So I am with my notes. I'm with my fiance, Amberly. I am wearing a lovely sequin gown, and we are checking out some of the kittens. And my tiara, of course, yes. And I'm just really pleased with how the town all came together to accuse each other of being pirates and then also throw out a wicked awesome dance, because that's how we do in our town.
Cameron, how are you and your sore knee doing?
Cameron probably can't actually dance because his leg is still recovering, but he is going to drink a lot of punch and tell anyone who will listen the story of how he vanquished the pirates that had infested this place and allowed us to have the dance here, despite all of the hassles that we went through.
Stella, I want you to know what you're doing, and also how did you decorate with your cat-themed decorations?
Oh, yeah, I did that, didn't I? Well, as far as what I'm doing, I feel really drawn to Magnus and to Betty, to that relationship, and I want them to do well. And so I'm going to encourage Magnus, who I know is a little shy, to dance with Betty, especially since I got this little feeling that maybe there was a little triangle situation going on with Cameron, and that maybe Cameron wanted to put some bad mojo on Magnus. I don't know. Maybe that's a little too much for the epilogue, but I just feel like Magnus and Betty need a shot, and I'm going to do everything I can to help them with that. And I know Betty's really busy dealing with the cats, so I'm going to help her out by offering to kind of watch out for the cats so that she can pay more attention to this budding relationship that she has. And as far as the decorations, there were a lot of cat toys. I had a chance to go back to the Romeow Cafe, and I got some of the cat toys, and I got some of the video screens so we could bring some of the TikTok energy into the ballroom where the cats and all the people are. We got a lot of cat towers so that the cats don't have to be underfoot and the dancers can feel free to move around without worrying that they might step on a tail. The cats are all happily on towers at the edge of the ballroom, having a great time and climbing higher and higher as the night goes along and as people get drunker and there's more chance to step on tails than we don't want to have.
Cats are smart that way. Ms. Harper, what are you up to?
Of course, I am decked out in the most stunning evening gown, red, sequined Carolina Herrera sleeveless sheath, and it looking stunning. And I got
damn,
my...
Damn, Miss Harper.
Yeah, well, you know, this is what you do when you are a top elite real estate agent. You have to show off that you can help people sell their houses and make money because you know how to spend money. Isn't that how it works?
And, totally.
Yep. Totally, yes. Definitely.
And I'm talking to Magnus because I have this feeling that he's going to need to move out of this manor because it's just too far from town. And he will be too far away from the Romeow Cafe. He's not listening to me now, but when I suggest that he can create an entire a house with an entire soundproofed wing for his kids, I know just the space that can easily be renovated to imprison, I mean, to house teenagers with the least amount of disruption to your own lifestyle. So that's where I am now. That's what I'm up to now. Of course, it's all about real estate, the next thing to sell. And really, this manor, it's great for a ball, but it's as a place to actually live, it's a little bit depressing.
Magnus, what are you up to?
Well, I think Magnus takes Betty aside and says, there's something that I would like to show you, and sort of leads her upstairs. It's clearly an ornate bedroom that we're talking about here.
Oh, Magnus.
And he walks over to the wall and he pulls on a candlestick that's on the wall, and a bookcase just kind of opens up and he says, I just want to show you something in here. And
it's
this is how Criminal Minds episode starts.
It's way better than my 50 Shades of Grey.
But instead of all that, it's just a room, and it's just wall-to-wall pirate outfits, masks, swords, chests full of gold coins, like the wheel from the deck of a ship, all this stuff, and probably some sign on the wall that says, you know, like, best pirate 2022. All that kind of thing.
Magnus, are you telling me that you enjoy role play? Is that what this is? I mean, I'd like to go on a date first before we discuss.
Before you show her your pirate room?
I just wanted to be honest with you up front. I do have a ship. What I'd really love is if we could go on a voyage together.
Aww.
Cameron was right.
The voyage may involve some piracy, but...
But who's going to take care of the cat?
My kids. I think what will actually ground them and make them slightly better human beings is to realize that looking after somebody, in this case cats, is actually a difficult thing, and they will, you know, they will get a sense of what I've been going through for the last 10 years.
They're only 10? My God.
they were adopted, so...
They weren't, like, captured from an island where you were being a
Did you win them in a poker game?
I think I might need to roll.
See, he's not answering. See,
roll persuasion.
I see no problems at all with leaving on a boat with someone that I barely know romantically, and leaving my prosperous business behind to a couple of teenagers.
Isn't that how Hallmark movies always end?
Yeah, right. Yep.
You make an entirely illogical choice for love.
It's true.
Yes. Lean into it.
Yes. Speaking of leaning into it, Betty leads forward and kisses him and says yes, and then they kiss again, and it fades to black.
It Perfect. Fades to black because you've put nice. A pirate mask over your face.
I love it. That just feels like a perfect ending. That is bananas and very on brand.
Brought it in for a landing. Yes. Yep.
Nailed it. Good job, everybody.
I feel like this is a good time to announce we were going to do a Fall for Pirates episodes where all we just talk about pirates, and we just made this work. That's brilliant.
Nailed it.
Beautiful.
Thank you, everyone. I am just going to say thank you to each and all of you all at once. I hope we can do this again sometime with either the same characters or some different ones. Maybe we'll do it on a pirate ship.
I love it.
On the high seas.
Oh, perfect. All right, let's start writing this. Thank you, director.
Thank you.
Thank you. So much fun.
And yes. Thank you to the dice for that really good roll.
Yeah.
Until next time, stay out of pirate bedrooms and stay safe, agents.
Or go into them.
Or go with it.
Depending on consent.
Choose your own adventure.
Yes. Exactly.
Agents of Smooch is part of the Incomparable Network. If you are enjoying our show, please leave us a review wherever you listen to your podcasts. If you want to join the Smooch Agency, you can become a member of The Incomparable at theincomparable.com/members. Members can choose to support us and any other shows on the network, and you get extra perks like hanging out in the members-only Slack channel and bonus content such as our growing list of incomprehensible Agents of Smooch tipsy commentaries. Thank you for listening. Your next mission will be coming to you soon.